The British government in May 2007, responding to news accounts, acknowledged it had secretly established a new national anti-terrorist unit to protect VIPs by first profiling, then arresting persons considered to be potentially dangerous. Amazingly, this power to detain suspects even before they actually committed a crime was based on mental health laws. The Fixated Threat Assessment Center, FTAC, was quietly established last October 2006 and is set to reignite controversy over the detention of suspects without trial, wrote Times reporter Joanna Bale. Until now, it has been up to mental health professionals to determine if someone should be forcibly detained, but the new unit uses the police to identify suspects, increasing fears that distinctions are being blurred between criminal investigations and doctors' clinical decisions. The FTAC unit will be staffed by 4 police officers, 2 civilian researchers, a psychiatrist, a psychologist, and a community mental health nurse. It was hailed as the first joint mental health police unit in the United Kingdom and a prototype for future joint services in other areas. Even as this police unit was assuming the power to arrest and hold potential suspects, Scotland Yard refused to discuss how many suspects have been forcibly hospitalized by the team because of patient confidentiality. Meanwhile, the British government was introducing legislation to broaden the definition of mental disorders to give doctors, and now police, more power to detain people. There is a grave danger of this being used to deal with people where there is insufficient evidence for a criminal prosecution, said Gareth Crossman, policy director for Britain's National Council for Civil Liberties. This blurs the line between medical decisions and police actions. If you are going to allow doctors to take people's liberty away, they have to be independent. That credibility is undermined when the doctors are part of the same team as the police. This raises serious concerns. First, that you have a unit that allows police investigation to lead directly to people being sectioned without any kind of criminal proceedings. Secondly, it is being done under the umbrella of anti-terrorism at a time when the government is looking at ways to detain terrorists without putting them on trial. Is this coming to America soon? Libertarians fear that such measures might be slipped into legislation, such as funding for the military or homeland security. Many conspiracy researchers suspect that the globalists try out new policies and methods in the United Kingdom first to see if they are accepted by the public.